5, 2, 8, 2. Bonus episode.
Hello and welcome to 5282, the Fringe and Mainstream Culture podcast. This is a bonus feature, a conversation between Rob, Kevin and myself about Hauntology, which we didn't have room in the main episode. And also a joke by Rob. Enjoy.
It's wonderful to have you tonight.
Well, we weren't sure whether or not we'd have you with us today.
Right then.
Did it scare people, though? I mean,
are we going to get into this now, shall we?
Well, I mean, I used to watch certain things, and it used to have an impact on me, but then as soon as it had finished, if it was just a one-off, then it'd just go away. I wouldn't be forever thinking about it.
It's been pointed out that even in families, one person can say, oh, I have these terrible memories, or these old melancholic memories of childhood.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters will go, what?
Yeah.
What are you about?
Yeah, yeah.
So it seems to be a real thing.
Mm.
And I think, remind me later on to talk about the British sort of response to this.
Right.
Because there's a lot of humour and tongue-in-cheekness in all this.
Right.
There are certain shows that definitely stayed with me
for
decades that were creepy.
Yeah,
Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World being one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the theme tune to Picture Box, for some reason, is a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy. There are certain things that you immediately go, it actually isn't quite right. Chalky, back in the 80s. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Chalky. We're going to talk about Tomorrow People.
Yeah. Time Slip, which we mentioned in the first episode, it had a real effect on me, and I really enjoyed it so much.
But that's a different thing. I've got things from my childhood which I really, really enjoyed and would like to sort of see again, or I revisited in my childhood, you know, sort of books you read it again.
Yeah.
That's a positive thing.
Yeah.
Although you might be quite moved by it.
Yeah.
But you're being scared.
The thing is,
feeling it was all very odd.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to feel the. I was talking to somebody about the Hunger Games the other day, and I actually want to see the Hunger Games again, as if I was only watching them all for the first time. That feeling that I got there was five episodes then. There's more now. There's one.
Yeah, it's still going.
It's still going. There's another one coming. But I would like to revisit that feeling that I had while I was watching them in the first place. I don't think you quite get that.
You won't.
Never.
You won't process it.
No. No. But it's probably more melancholy than frightening.
I think it's somewhere possibly between the two, because it's like while it doesn't terrify you, you're not leaping behind the sofa when you're watching it. You're left feeling something, maybe a sense of dread or something that just lingers with you, and it may be weeks or months later that you have the little flashback before you go into bed at the age of 7 or 8.
Yep.
And it comes back again.
Mm.
So I think there's something maybe between the two. There is certainly melancholy in a lot of the stuff that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's almost like, you know, 1,000 tiny paper cuts becoming a problem after a while, you know.
Yeah,
it's the little things that just get under the skin.
Mm. Yes, and if you're sensitive to that sort of thing, then, and you've seen all the stuff from the middle of the late 70s, you're going to be keep going back and thinking, that was all very odd. What were you doing to me?
And I can completely understand why people in the family might not have any memory of it whatsoever. I mean, I think all three of us in this room have got brilliant memories for a lot of garbage that we probably should hopefully make room for better things in our heads.
True.
you know, but there is almost a photographic memory of a lot of the stuff that we've talked about.
Mm.
And I know that I'm a bit of a freak when it comes to this stuff as to how much I can remember. And because when you have conversations like this with people down the pub, you get a response to some, but not all, you know.
Yeah,
but you can remember everything.
Yeah,
and it's probably people like that with the great memory, or like you say, a bit more sensitive to these things that remember that it stays with you.
Yeah,
I not in a hauntological sense, but I had several TV series, animated ones I could remember from being a kid. And through my 20s into 30s, I'd go, oh, do you remember that? And no one ever remembered it. And I got to the point of thinking, I made this up in my head.
Yeah.
To only discover That's what I mean. So it came along, so you can then reach out and, as they say, a phrase I hate, I'm reaching out to you. but I found that it was true, but there'd only been, you know, one episode or one series of six episodes.
Yeah.
And I can remember it clear as day. Yeah. And sensible people have forgotten it.
Yeah. Something that was only ever shown once on TV in a time when most people didn't have video recorders or any way to watch it again. Mm. You know, and you've still got the memory in your head of it as clear as day.
Now, I think we did take more notice in those days.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We didn't have as many distractions as we got
absolutely,
today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Three TV channels.
Absolutely. A lot of TV shows were appointment television. You had to sort of sit there and watch it as and when it was there. Had no option to
when
go
it was
out.
Gone, and sometimes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why it may be a effect of its time, this hauntology.
Yeah.
Because it's much harder now for a group of people to get together, looking back, say, 15, 20 years, and say, oh, do you remember? Because they're not going to.
They've
all increasingly got very diverse experiences.
Yeah.
So.
But don't hesitate to call on me anytime you need help.
How many Freudians does it take to change a light bulb?
They've got to want to change it.
It takes two. One to change the bulb, the other to hold the penis. Mother, the ladder.
Would you go let Kevin just calm down?
I should have told him in advance.
Well, that seems to be all.
Well, until we meet again, take care of yourself.